This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Day 6 of the heartbreaking search for survivors of that condo collapse near Miami. 11 people are known dead, 150 people still missing. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava on how painful this is for the families.
Coping with the news that they might not have their loved ones come out alive and still hope against hope that they will. They're learning that some of their loved ones will come out as body parts. I mean, this is the kind of information that is just excruciating for everyone.
She spoke to WPLG-TV. Our Jackie Quinn reports there were warnings of structural problems with the condo building years ago.
An engineering firm had warned 3 years ago there were major flaws in the structure of the Champlain Tower South, and millions of dollars in renovations would be needed. But records show at a November 2018 meeting of the condo board, a Surfside building official said the structure was, quote, in very good shape. The mayor of Surfside says a review is underway, while several residents have already filed lawsuits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Record-shattering heat will continue through much of the week in the West, says the National Weather Service. It'll be 105 in Palm Springs, California today, and it's going to get hotter throughout the week there. President Biden goes on the road today to sell voters on the infrastructure package. He'll be in Wisconsin. An internal White House memo says the package would significantly boost jobs, mainly for people without college degrees. Within days, the last U.S. soldiers will leave Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Bagram was the heart of American military power in Afghanistan. This is AP News. Many Amish communities are turning away from the COVID vaccine. Here's our Walter Ratliff.
Many Amish communities put their faith in God's will and herd immunity over the coronavirus vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccination drive is falling far behind among deeply religious and conservative Amish communities across the U.S. Amish beliefs don't forbid them from getting the vaccines. But when healthcare leaders in the heart of Pennsylvania Dutch country began laying out a strategy to distribute coronavirus vaccines, they knew it would be a tough sell among the Amish, who tend to be wary of preventative shots and government intervention. Another factor, they say, is the widespread skepticism in rural places where the Amish live. Public health officials are trying to combat that. They put up billboards, posters, and reached out to bishops and Amish churches. But that's done little to increase vaccination rates among the Amish. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The Dow dropped 150 points yesterday. The S&P and the Nasdaq were up. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.